Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Islam for Christians, episode 72, Hadith, Falling into the Fire. This Hadith is from the Sahih Muslim collection. This is number 2284. And this is Muhammad speaking. A person lit a fire, and when the atmosphere was aglow, moths and insects began to fall into the fire. But I am there to hold them back. Yet they are plunging into it despite my efforts. And then Muhammad further added, that is your example and mine. I am there to hold you back from fire and to save you from it. But you are plunging into it despite my efforts. We all know about addiction. Many of us do, at least. We've seen people completely lost to things like substance abuse, or maybe something not physical, like gambling. And for many people, this behavior is perplexing. You know, when you're looking from the outside, it seems very confusing. Why does this person continue to do these things that are so destructive? These things that bring no good to anyone, let alone to the person actually doing these things. And from the outside, it makes no sense. That is, until you start to turn that confused gaze back upon yourself. And unless you are a perfect person, or you lack a complete, or you just have a complete inability for introspection, you're just not capable of looking inside yourself, self-examining. Unless you're one of those two exceptions, you've done this, I've done this, we've done this. You start to notice the same compulsive behavior in yourself. And you see the way that you are drawn to these activities, to these actions that you know through your life experience, you know, you've ultimately learned that the objects of these desires are lying to you. Drugs lie to you. The casino lies to you. You know, the promises and pleasures of sex, they lie to you. You know how bad these things will be for you, and yet you do them anyway. And not only do you do them, you think about them day and night, constantly thinking of how wonderful it would be if you could just consume that drug or have that woman or whatever it is you're into, knowing full well how this all ends and how it will feel. Not good. You understand that. You know you're going to get burned, but still you run full speed into the flame. This behavior, this isn't a human failing. This is just a simple human reality. That's why we all do it, because we're all humans. And it was a reality Muhammad had to work with, and he knew that. But I think this hadith really expresses the frustration of someone who knows that his efforts cannot save everyone. Not even Muhammad could do that, not even in his community. And the true frustration, I think, given that Muhammad was a human himself, is that at some level, he understood it. He got it. Because I have to believe an introspective guy like Muhammad would have seen that in himself a time or two. And when you understand the sinful nature of human beings, or let's be charitable to ourselves and call it the imperfect nature of human beings, it's very difficult not to just abandon the human project entirely. You know, give up on self-improvement, give up on goodness, any of that stuff. Now, luckily for us, God doesn't do that, neither in Christianity or in Islam. The Christian God gave a redeemer, and the Muslim God gave guidance. But Muhammad is not God. He can't be expected to have that level of patience. So given these words from Muhammad, why should he continue his efforts? Well, I think the first reason he would give you is the most obvious one. God told him to do it, right? But it also reminds me of a story that has been bouncing around the internet for decades. You may have seen this. No one seems to know where it came from, but it has been very impactful for many people. And as far as, you know, internet wisdom goes, it's stunningly good. The story goes like this. One day a man was walking along the beach when he noticed a boy picking something up and gently throwing it into the ocean. Approaching the boy, he asked, "What are you doing?" The youth replied, "Throwing starfish back into the ocean. The surf is up and the tide is going out. If I don't throw them back, they will die." "Son," the man said, "don't you realize that there are miles and miles of beach and hundreds, maybe thousands of starfish? You can't make a difference." So the boy, after listening, he bent down and picked up another starfish, and he threw it back into the water. Then, smiling at the man who had just been lecturing him, he said, "I made a difference for that one. It matters to this one." You know, these starfish didn't have the good sense to stay in the water where they're supposed to be, but you have this boy rescuing them. So, you know, Muhammad, he can't save everyone. Some of those starfish, they are going to die. But for every one that he reaches, it matters to that one. It matters to the Arab pagan, to the idol worshiper, to the slave driver, to the alcoholic, to the baby killer, to the evil people who were eventually civilized by Islam, who are not being civilized by their current religion, mostly paganism. These people who needed Muhammad to tell them the metaphysical truth that they did not yet know. There is no God but God. There really is this human predisposition to just run straight toward hell. We all do it. The only people who don't do that are saints and prophets, and even they do it sometimes. So, given the truth of the universe, the truth professed by those of us who acknowledge God, we are horribly irrational creatures. And this is the phenomenon Muhammad is talking about here. You know, as was every prophet in the Bible, would run into this. But still, it happens over and over and over again. That's just who we are. That's just what we are. So the next time you see a bug flying right into a flame, or maybe even a bug zapper, perhaps be a bit less judgmental of that bug, because we are all just as stupid, just as hell-bent on self-destruction, just as obsessed with chasing the things that are going to burn us or kill us or damn us or whatever. And we are, often, completely heedless of those who are trying to warn us. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next time. Insha'Allah. Thank you for listening to Islam for Christians. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and you can also visit the show's website, islamforchristians.org. And please share this podcast with your church, mosque, or anyone you think might be curious. Feedback and questions are encouraged, so this show can be reached through the website or at McCallNasrani@gmail.com.